All right, it's time to meet our featured guest this morning. It's called the Picasso of Legos. I say more like the Norman Rockwell of Legos, because look how literal all these representations are. We're going to have the fun now with Nathan Sawaya. He is here. He was a lawyer. He decided to get into art, sculpture, then moved to the wonderful land of Legos. You join us today. You have your book, The Art of the Brick, which is taking your work all over the country. You have families flooding the museums because you're using Legos.
I'm using Lego. I'm using something that every child's played with, and yet I'm using it in a different way. I'm using it as fine art.
Oh, absolutely. Now, very interesting backstory here. You're a lawyer. You're toiling away just as I was. You're
right.
In the Wall Street world.
Exactly.
And one day you think to yourself,
Lego. Lego is the answer. Now, I wanted to explore my creativity, and that's what I do at the end of the day. After the law firm, I'd come home and be creative. And soon I was making a whole career out of being creative, and I left the law firm behind, and now I have a whole museum exhibit that's touring the U.S.
So now, I get the artist part. You know, you had something else, another appetite, another need, a passion to feed. Where does the Lego come in?
Well, I'd always been a kid who played with Lego growing up. I had been an art kid, and I played with Lego, so eventually I merged the two. I wanted to find a way I could use that passion of Lego and make it into art.
Did you know you had the talent?
Well,
this is not playing with Lego.
I had
this
a Lego city growing up. My parents were very accommodating. They gave me this entire Lego city in our living room. So I used that as a starting point, and now I've moved those Legos into a whole new world.
Amazing. You're touring around the country. How long will a work like The Note, which is, this is actually a female's face, right?
It's a female's face with a musical note.
How long would you spend?
Well, it depends on, you know, how inspired I am. And
okay.
This piece exactly came off of a project where I went and saw a friend singing, and it really inspired me to really capture her singing in a Lego format, the music coming through her. So this took, you know, actually came out very quickly because I was just immediately inspired to create.
Meaning
this.
What?
A couple days.
And the results, tens of thousands of dollars these go for.
Exactly.
Certainly respected as art. You get a hookup with Lego, by the way? Are you
Lego,
like a Lego man? Are they hooking you up? Because this is
I still buy my bricks, but we have a good relationship.
Really?
Yes. I do get emails from Lego employees saying how they love my work. They're amazed that I can take their toy product and create art.
So you have all of these different forms of man. This
sure.
One was very cleverly suggested as the White Castle. This is what happens when you eat White Castle.
Nice. No, not exactly. But these pieces are, transition pieces. You see these people, these figures going through transition, metamorphosis, if you will.
They're all individual pieces that you then glue together from the
exactly.
Little ones, the angled ones, making all round shapes out of lots of square pieces.
Exactly. So. That's the magic of the Lego. These three pieces right here are actually at the Stanford Museum right now as part of the tour. And some of these pieces behind us are actually going to be part of a new tour that will be starting up
this
summer.
And how do you keep, you want the kids to come, but you don't want them to do what I want to do right now, which is pull the head off of this and start to make different pieces of it. How do you do that? At the, you know, you just keep them away, but do you feel the temptation when you watch your audiences? Everybody wants to play with them. Right?
It is. It's something that we've all played with, so they want to go up and touch them and feel them and play with them just like, but in a museum setting, there is some precaution.
Some decorum, right?
Exactly.
That's why they don't let me in. You know, Nathan made a great point. He said, you know, people don't have big pieces of marble in their homes, but Legos everybody's had makes it approachable.
Exactly.
Takes this to a new dimension.
People can relate to it.
You have little ones for us here, right?
I did. I took some time and made some gifts.
Here.
For everyone, how are you doing?
And these are nice representations of what each of us means. So
exactly. Robin.
Hi, Nathan.
For your basketball career, the Lego basketball.
Really? No.
One dribble.
That's gorgeous. Thank
Diane,
you very much.
For you,
that's
two looks to celebrate spring.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you.
You have these wonderful weather symbols you can use over and over again.
Now I don't have to steal the ones off the mat that you made.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Oh,
and Chris,
nice.
Very Magnum P.I.
Yes, you like that?
Isn't this great?
Perfect.